listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 3. And I want to begin by acknowledging something that many of us are feeling, but not always saying out loud. Our country feels heavy, and you don't need a news report to tell you that. You feel it in your body. You feel it in your chest. You feel it in your nervous system. People are tired. People are grieving. People are overwhelmed. People are trying to function while holding fear, anger, disappointment, uncertainty, and exhaustion. And here's what I want to say right at the top of this episode. If you're feeling off, if you've been more emotional, if your patience feels shorter, if your sleep feels deprived, or if your motivation feels low, you are not broken. You are human in a very heavy moment. The title of today's episode is Holding the Weight: Why Naming Our Feelings is a Radical Act of Healing. And remember, Season 7 is about completion, reflection, and renewal. And before we can renew anything, we have to be honest about what we're carrying. So today I'm going to be talking about why it's important to acknowledge how we feel, what happens when we suppress emotions, how collective stress lives in our body, and how naming our experiences become the doorway to healing. This is not about politics. This is about people. This is about the nervous system. This is about emotional truth. And this is about collective care. And before we go any further, let's arrive together. And wherever you are, just pause for a moment and place one hand over your heart. And take a slow inhale through your nose and hold gently. And exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. And now whisper to yourself, I am here. My feelings matter. And I don't have to carry this alone. And let your shoulders drop. And Season 7 reminds us healing doesn't begin with pretending. Healing begins with presence. So let's talk about what's happening on a nervous system level. When there's prolonged uncertainty, exposure to distressing events, social tension, or ongoing stress, our bodies move into survival mode. That looks like hypervigilance, emotional numbness, irritability, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, tightness in the chest or stomach, and changes in sleep and appetite. Even if you're doing okay, your body may still be scanning for danger. This is called collective stress. And it happens when communities experience prolonged emotional strain. And right now, many of us are carrying grief for lives lost, fear about the future, frustrated with systems, worrying for our children, and exhaustion from always having to be resilient. And here's the clinical truth. Unacknowledged emotion doesn't disappear. It gets stored. It shows up as headaches, chronic tension, burnout, anxiety, depression, disconnection, and reactivity in relationships. So when I say it's important to acknowledge how we feel, I'm not speaking poetically. I'm speaking physiologically. Naming emotions help regulate the nervous system. Feelings that are named are less likely to control you. So let's bring this back to our Season 7 framework, completion. Completion means we stop pretending we're fine when we're not. It means we complete the cycle of emotional suppression. Reflection asks, what am I truly feeling right now? What has this season asked of me? And what have I been carrying silently? Reflection is not weakness. Reflection is emotional literacy. Renewal happens when we allow ourselves to feel and choose care. Not bypassing, not minimizing, not rushing, just honoring. And many of us were taught directly or indirectly that emotions are inconvenient. We've learned, be strong, don't cry, keep it moving, and others have it worse. But here's the thing, strength is not suppression. Avoiding emotions doesn't make them go away. It teaches your body that it's not safe to be honest. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Let's talk about when we don't acknowledge how we feel. What that looks like is we snap at people we love, we overwork, we numb out, we isolate, and we abandon ourselves. Acknowledging feelings does not mean staying stuck in them. It means we allow them to move through. And think of emotions like weather. You don't yell at the rain. Well, sometimes you don't yell at the rain. You don't shame the clouds. You notice, you adapt, and you carry an umbrella. Your emotions deserve the same respect. And let me say this clearly. You're allowed to feel heavy in heavy times. That doesn't mean that you've lost hope. It means that you're paying attention. And I want to offer you some reflection questions, and you may want to journal these later. What emotions have been most present for me lately? Where do I feel stress in my body? What have I been trying to push through instead of pausing with? What do I need more of right now? Rest, boundaries, connection, movement, or maybe quiet? And who feels emotionally safe for me? And now pause. Because awareness is the beginning of regulation. You don't have to fix everything today. You have to tell yourself the truth. Now let's talk about gentle ways to support yourself during heavy seasons. Renewal does not require a complete life overhaul. And sometimes renewal looks like turning off the news for a day, drinking more water, stepping out for 5 minutes, placing your hand on your chest when you feel overwhelmed, saying, "I need a break," without explaining, crying and not apologizing, texting someone who feels safe, stretching your necks and shoulders, and breathing slowly before responding. Renewal is nervous system care. Renewal is self-respect. And let me speak to the helpers, the educators, the caregivers, the leaders. You are allowed to need support too. You don't have to be strong all the time. And season 7 invites you to receive. So let's do a short integration practice. Place one hand on your heart and repeat after me. I give myself permission to feel. I give myself permission to rest. I give myself permission to not have all the answers. I give myself permission to heal at my own pace. Now take a deep breath, inhale, and slowly exhale, and let your body hear you. And as I close today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Acknowledging how you feel is not complaining. It's clarity. It's courage. And it's connection to yourself. Season 7 reminds us completion means we stop denying our truth. Reflection means we listen to our inner world. And renewal means we show care even when the world feels heavy. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.